Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Chaf Ches 328, the third of the four mitzvos relating to the Isurim of Shemitah here at the beginning of Parshas Bahar. The Torah tells us that 6 years you shall work the land, and the seventh year, Sadcha Lo Sizra, you cannot work the ground, Vekamacha Lo Sizmar, you cannot work and better the trees. Those were the last two mitzvahs. Today we have the next phrase, a Sefiach Kitzircha Lo Sixar. That's today's mitzvah. The growths of your harvest you shall not cut. That's in vain is Zirecha Lo Sibsar. And the fruits of your vineyards you shall not harvest. These two mitzvahs, today's mitzvah and the next mitzvah, is a group, they're a pair that go together. That mean that the pashtus of the pasuk is that you can't harvest and you can't cut the fruit. The problem is, we know that Peirush Shemitah are not Asur Bachila. It's not like Arla. It's not like something Kilei HaKerem. So what does the Torah mean? That you can't cut it, then you can't harvest it. So for that we need the Medrash. The Medrash tells us in the Torah's Kohanim, that's in vain is Zirecha Lo Sibsar, min HaShamur Ba'aretz Iyata Botzer, Avalata Botzer Mana Mufkar. Or the second one, which is important for us, Lo Sibsar Kederech HaBotzrim. When it says you can't harvest and you can't cut, it means in the normal way. Asviya Kitzercha, Rashi says, Afila lo zarata, even if you didn't plant it, Vitzamcha min azera shenofa ba beis hakatzir, it grew by itself. The surim that we just had in the past two were bettering the field and harvest and then working it and making it grow better. But now let's say things grew by itself. Lo sixar, Rashi says, Lios machzik bo kishar katzir. You can't cut it in the normal way that it is cut. But you have to do it in a way that shows that you recognize that this is the Shemitah year. And we'll talk about the details. Says the Isser. So if we would classify the today's mitzvah, it would be the Isser of harvesting growths during Shemitah in the normal way. And tomorrow's mitzvah is, Bez Hashem, harvesting and picking fruit of Shemitah in the normal way. Those are the two Isserim. Shelo, says the Chinuch, Shelo nixer macha tatzmiya ha'aretz me'atzma b'shana shviyas. Even something that grows by itself, I'm not allowed to harvest it and cut it in the normal way. V'lo macha tatzmiyach b'shana zu, v'macha nizra ba b'shana shishas, or anything that was planted in the sixth year. If it was seeded in the sixth year, but it's called seventh year fruit, so I'm not allowed to harvest it. V'zeo nikra safiach, svichim. Svichim are growths. Shenemar, svichim kitzir halo sixar. Ratzolomar, what does this mitzvah mean? Shalom nixar, oso, kederach, shanu kotrin, tfuaseinu b'shar hashanim. So that we don't harvest it in the way that we harvest in other years. Avo mikal mako, machilasa, hutshalan, we're allowed to eat it. We're allowed to eat it. We'll get to in a few minutes, Be'ez Hashem, that it might even be a mitzvah to eat it. But we're allowed to eat it. It's just we're not allowed to harvest in the normal way. We have to eat it in a hefker type way. What does that mean? When you have a hefker field, you don't go and bring your large machinery and harvest the entire hefker field for yourself. No! You go pick some over here, and you go over here, and you go over there. That's it. Klomai b'liachana. You don't prepare yourself. You don't get everything ready. As we will talk about. Kilo takvid ha-Torah b'dvarim elu, zulasi she-yiret mi-maisa ha-adam b'chol inyan shana zu, ki-ilu ein davar miyuchad b'rshuto. So it's as if nothing is really yours. Rak she-hakol b'rshus ha-don ha-kol. Everything is in the Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamosha Amarnu Lamala, as we said earlier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and that's how we have to act during this year. The Ramban, Al HaTorah right here, holds that this Isser is an Isser Durabanan. Durabanan. The Ramban writes, In Kotzer HaTeina B'matzeya, V'Lodor HaNovim B'gat, Geder V'Asmachta Midivrehem. Kidei shelo yavo'u lidei shimur vasifas haperus v'yigzlu osam in aniyim. I'm not going to do it in the normal way because I'm going to come steal it from the aniyim. Right? What if I want to cut it and harvest it in the normal way and then give it to the poor? No, not allowed to do that. It's an Issa Durabanan, says the Ramban. But the Rambam and the Chinuch following him holds that this Taras Kohanim is an Isser Da'oraisa. Haperos she yod, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Dalet. Haperos she yod seha ilan b'shviyas, fruit that the tree produces. Lo ya'asfeim kederach sha'u seif b'kol shana. This is one of the Issurim. You're not allowed to. Shanei Amar, v'es in vein nizirech ha'lo sivsar. V'im batzar, la'avoda se'ilan o shabatzar kederach ha'botrim. Loke, one gets malkas for this. This is an Issa da'oraisa. I already wrote the messages behind Shemitah, as we discussed earlier. Let's get to some of the halachas of the Mishnah. Even if somebody actually planted and worked his ground in Shemitah, Vitsamchenikru, Peroseha, Mutarin, Ba'achila Midaraisa, on a Daraisa level, he's allowed to enjoy those fruits. Durabana were Konisib, but Midaraisa, he's allowed to enjoy those fruits. He paskins like Rashi, unlike Rabbeinu Tam, which we mentioned yesterday. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's an Isser Ne'evad, but Rashi, at the end of Yevamos, does not hold the Isser Ne'evad, and that's what Rov Rishonim assume against Rabbeinu Tam. But he says they're mutter, ubilvad, so any type of fruit or mutter, even if it was created by Isser, ubilvad shalo yikser kederach hakotzrim, as long as I don't harvest it in the normal way, bekol shar shonim, shekotzrim kol asadeh, that you don't do the whole field at once, uma amidin kri, I make piles, vidushin baboker, and I thresh in the morning. No, a little bit, I go and I bang the tree and I shake it. That's what is allowed on a d'oraisa level. How do I know what's normal, what's not normal? So the Minchas Chinuch uses the term in Os Gimel. He discusses these two mitzvahs together, Shin Chav Ches and Shin Chav Tes. So in Os Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch says, in the middle of Os Gimel, V'tzarech lomar, Tahatora Asura Kederach HaKotrim. The Torah Asura normal, V'kim Lehu L'chazal, Tederach HaKotrim Bekach Lahamid Kri, U'belozeh Lohavi Kederach HaKotrim. Chazal figure out, estimate what exactly is called normal harvesting behavior and what not. Meaning, the principle of Masra HaKasav L'chachamim. When the Torah says something and it's up to the Chachamim to figure out the parameters of the Isser, right here, this is on that list, right? We've had this by the Isser of Malach and Cholamoid, that even if you want to say that Isser of Malach and Cholamoid is Daraisa, you can't say it's Daraisa with all the Heterim. You don't have to say it's Drabanan because there are five Heterim. How can it be Daraisa with five Heterim? No, one could say it is Daraisa, but Masra Kazal Chachamim, the Chachamim are able to figure out what is a violation of those that is a Daraisa. So you have it by Cholamoid. You have it by Inu Yon Yom Kippur. We've mentioned in the past the Ran who says that Inu Yon Yom Kippur, all five Inuyim might be Daraisa. Right, some Rishonim say only Achila v'Shasiya. All five might be Daraisa, and yet there could be kulas for a kala, for a melech, for washing, because Masra Kasav l'Chachamim. Or we have it by Uvchuko Seyam Lo Seylechu. The Beis Yosef writes it about haircuts, Mistaper Kumi, which came up at the end of Achremos, I think, that mitzvah. Again, Masra Kasav l'Chachamim, so this goes down that list. The Isser of harvesting in the normal way. What is called normal? What is not called normal? So there are two options. One could talk about amount, and one could talk about how it is done. The Mishnah says in Shvias, this is today's mitzvah. If anybody doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have the schus yet, or if somebody lives here doesn't have the land of harvesting, so we have to learn about this mitzvah. So says the Mishnah in Shvias, Paraches Mishnah Vav, Te'enim Shal Shvias, Ein Kotzinosan Bamukse. One is not allowed to cut them b'mukseh with a mukseh. The Bar Tanura says that is a kli miyuchad lakutz bo te'enim. So one is not allowed to use the normal harvesting instrument. Aval kotzeh osam b'charba. You can use a certain other type of knife. Right? That's different. Ein darchan anavim bagat. You can't crush grapes in a normal grape pressing area. Aval dorechu ba'areva. But in an areva, which there, what's that? What's the difference between a god and areva? God, that's that what you're pressing it into. Areva is smaller. So the Mishnah gives two examples. Number one, of how it's done. Number two, how much you're doing. And the Mishnah continues. Ve'enosin zeisim babad ubakotev. You can't make crush olives in a normal bad ubakotev and using a huge wooden instrument in order to press it onto the grapes. Avakote shu machas labodeda. So the Mishnah discusses both amounts and process itself. The Rambam writes, when he talks about it, he focuses more on the amount. Rambam writes, Zeshen emar sviyak kitzir chalasik sir, shalik sir kederach hakotzir b'chol shana. V'im katzir kederach hakotzirim loke, kegon shekatzir kol asada, ela kotzir ma'at ma'at v'chovet v'ochel. So the Chazon Ish is Meir that the Rambam only quotes the amount issue. The Chazon Ish is Simen Yud Beis, the Kivan de la Harambam, la Olam, ein Shinui be'etzem haketzira v'habetzira, ela ha-shinui hu, shelo yaseh bekamos rav, u kederech bailus, a bailim, an owner would do a lot at a time, a person coming into a hefker field wouldn't. He would just take a little bit for his din now. So therefore, hasomech lahakel liktova lokom ma'at ben hefker below shinui b'makom sheyef shaloshanos lo hifsid. It's best to do both: change the process, the mechanism, and change the content. But says the Chazon Ish, if b'di'evet Mishas Hadchak, another thing you can change is the amount. That is good enough because that is the Rambam's Shita, that he only focuses on the amount. Good, that's relating to this Isser of Shinuyim. This is all on the Da'oraisa level. The Da'oraisa of not cutting Svichim in the normal way, but if I cut it in an unusual way, so everything is mutter, fine. But then came the world of Svichim Derabanan. Now we get back to the Chinuch. Ella hadinu midaraisa lekser mad marlakpo velecho avol chachamim gazru lios hasvicha nasurin bachila. Here it is, based on Mishnayos and Shviyos and discussed in a number of places in Shas. Gzeiras svichin. What does gzeiras svichin mean? It means that things that grow during Shemitah are usur to eat. Usur to eat. We're going to get to, maybe it's a mitzvah to eat peiros of Shemitah. Doesn't matter. Chachamim asered svichin. Things that grow by itself, even if it didn't do anything wrong. Why? Mipnei ovrei avera. Because people violated and they planted things and they said, oh, no, it's from before Shemitah. Sheyizru ginasim bestav or beseser v'yomru svichin hein. People used to plant things during Shemitah and said, oh, it's from before. So because of this, Chazal were gozer, anything that grows by itself during Shemitah is off limits. If it's sviche shvius, they are aser la'achila. But the Chinuch himself says there is a built-in limitation here. This only applies to produce that needs to be planted annually, so that you're worried that maybe it was planted now. That's the gzera. So it applies to grains and beans and vegetables. But fruit. You don't plant an apple tree every year. You don't plant a fruit tree every year. Vasavim shein derech bnei adam lazaran mutarin. There's no gzeiras svichin by fruit. There's only gzeiras svichin by items that are planted annually, like vegetables, like grains. Right. This is the used discussion in the Mishnayos in Shvius. Right. That is the Medrash says it. Right. There is a daya in the Medrash that says this is svichin or anisa daraisa, Rabbi Akiva. But we don't pasken that way. We pasken that it is derabanan. The Rambam again says umidevrei sofrim sheyu kol hasvichin asurin ba'achila v'lamu gazru aleim ebnei ovrei avera shlo yelech v'yizra tvuah v'kitnis v'zeru negina b'toch hasadei u'b'seiser u'kashiyitzmach yochel me'yam v'yomer But again, it only applies to items that are normally, planted during, planted annually. And that's why much is asur to eat svichei shvius. There is, though, one hetter, the Rash. The Rash Pishans in Shvius says that this is only by real svichei shvius. If items grew during shishis, as long as they took some root, they grew a little bit during the sixth year, that is good enough. That is good enough. The Chazon Ish says also, even though some Rishonim say it seems to it has to have grown a certain amount during Shemitah, but he says you can rely on the Mekilim, that if it grows a little bit, even if it grows a little bit, says the Chazon Ish, again, Simon Tes, Yarak Shenigmar Bishvius. If it's finished during Shvius, hidchel legidul b'shishus of a gadol gam b'shishus ben oz nektaf. It was cut and harvested during Shemitah, but it was started beforehand. So he says, l'das harambam asur mishum svichim. L'das harash mutar mishum svichim. The Rash, like we just said in Shvius, test dalid says as long as it started a little bit beforehand, it's okay. V'chein das haramban v'kivet shu b'drabanan yish l'smach aleihen. Since it's an issue drabanan, says the Chazon Ish, one can be mekel. And it's even a story told. Rav Rimon writes in one of his Svarim on Shemitah that there was a story that the Chazon Ish was brought to the Moshav Netiva, and it was Tzom Gedalia. Right at the beginning of the Shemitah year. Hayusadot sha'adayin lahotziyu give olim me'alakarka. There were fields that they didn't see any blossoms. The Chazon Ish said, check in the entire field if you can find three places where there was give garinim betoch hasharashim yar garinim. If the root started in three places, if it did, it can be mat to the whole field. Again, looking for kulas, we're trying to find for these for this issue of a Durabanan level. That's why during Shemitah, there are Svichin charts. What are Svichin charts? When could we assume, Svichin comes up a lot during the year after Shemitah, when the items that grew during Shemitah, is this Svichin or not? So Svichin charts are, at what stage of the season can you assume that what you're getting now grew during this year, during the eighth year, let's say. Right? So that's why there's all Svichin charts, to know exactly when, if you don't know, can you be Makel. But either way, so now on a Daraisa level, this fruit are mutter, and at the Rabbana level, we say svichin. Finishing up, v'noheges mitzvah zubas zacharim nekevas be'eretz Yisrael, bilvad min haTorah. This applies only in Eretz Yisrael, ubizman, Yisrael sham, it applies to men and women, and only applies when rov am Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. Ule'inyin shar makomos, and other places I wrote earlier, and if somebody violates two levels, the overall zeb is mana bias, if somebody violates this in the time that shvishes is daraisa, and he is kotzer, tvua shezorak adarecha kotzer, when he cuts his field and harvests his field in the normal way, goncha kotzer es kol asad v'hemir kri v'dash baboker, kiderak shvari adam osim, loke, it gets malchus, if he harvests his field in the normal way, v'hamalake misviche tvuos, and if you gather from svichin that grew, even though not all at once, lo kotzer kol b'yachad, makonos alakas mardus, that's the nisa d'rabanan, that's the iser gzera of Svichin. Okay, what else can we talk about? It's ironic. It's an ironic point that Chazal goes there on Svichin, certain parts of Shemitah growths, while on a Doraisa level, it could be that there's even a mitzvah to eat the Shemitah. So there was a mitzvah, and the mitzvah changed into an Isser. The Rambam does not count it, that it is a mitzvah of La'achla to eat the Peiros Shvius, but the Ramban does. If you look at the Ramban, in the Mitzvahs Aseh that he says the Ramban forgot. The Ramban, we know, knocks out a lot of the mitzvahs that the Rambam has. This is not a mitzvah, this is not a mitzvah, but in the Ramban, after he knocks out all the ones that he says are wrong, he has to add on, because everybody holds that there were 613 mitzvahs. So in the third mitzvah that he adds on to the Rambam, mitzvah shlishis, sha'amra Torah, b'peir shvias, v'haisa Shabbos, ha'aretz, lachem la'achla, v'darshu la'achla, v'lo l'schora. Eating it, v'lo l'schora, v'zed v'ar Torah, hu kamo sha'amra b'achron shalav adazara, nimsa p'rechover b'peir shvias, it is a mitzvah, la'achla, v'lo l'schora, v'nechvo l'zos ha'mitzvah, v'achlu av yonei amcha. Right, you have to make sure it's eaten. That is your responsibility. There's a question. The mitzvah HaMelech has a chakira. Is la'achla v'lo l'schora? Is it a positive? You have to? Is it like a real mitzvah asay of achila? Or is it more focused on make sure it's not l'schora? Don't do regular business with it, but the ikler is v'lo l'schora, not la'achla. Number nafkamin, he quotes. Maybe, do you need a shear? Is there a shear for la'achla v'lo l'schara? What if you have chatzi shear? So again, if it's a chatzi shear, so then v'lo l'schara could be the ikar, while la'achla is only if would require a shear, if it is a regular mitzvah, like all other mitzvahs, like matzah, like challah v'chulu. Or can you give it to a child? If you give it to a child, so again, if it's la'achla l'schara, maybe you have to do a mitzvah, say, of a gadol, m'chuyi b'mitzvahs. If it's not, so that if it's just to make sure that business is not done with this, maybe you can even do it to a child. Because this is the Hakira, but this is the halacha of la'achla l'schara. So it could be, according to the Ramban, there is a mitzvah asay to eat peiros shvias. It's an interesting halacha that applies to peiros shvias that only applies to one other item in halacha, and that is peiros shvias are tofeses dameha. If I sell peiros shvias, not only are the fruit, right, kadosh, the fruit still has kedusha, but the money that I traded it for also has kedusha. Only shmita, peiros shvias, and Avodah Zarah are tofeses damehav. That is la'achla v'lo l'schara. There is another halacha that, by the way, is mentioned in the Minchas Chinuch and Ozvav. He talks about Maizah Kedusha Shvius, Ayin Rambam, Barichas Rambam holds of it. He just doesn't say it's a mitzvah. La'achla v'rachmanav v'lo l'schara. It's more of a focus on the lo l'schara. There is a halacha that, as well, that he says, la'achla v'lo l'ibud. One is not allowed to be ma'abed peiros shvius in any way. Right, this is why, let's say there are leftovers. Let's say I have peels that are still edible. One does not put them in the regular garbage, because the regular garbage has disgusting stuff in it, and it might cause the Shemitah produce to spoil at a greater rate. So that is being ma'abed, it'd be a dime if I put it into the regular garbage. During the Shemitah year and during the post-Shemitah year, everybody in Eretz Yisrael has a pach shmita, separate little garbage bag, so that you put the shmita produce itself, and memela, once it rots and gets an edible, then one can throw it out. But up until that point, one can't. That's la'achla velo le'ibud. Big shaila in the postgame. We're not allowed to change the usage of an item. So, question is, what if I have something that's usually squeezed? What about Shemitah oranges? Could you make orange juice? What about Shemitah olives, making oil? Big discussions in the postgame. Is that a problem of la'achla velo le'ibud? Or what about the Mishnah and Shvias talk about if a fruit is not ripe yet? Shemitah fruit, I'm not allowed to cut it yet, because then I'm just going to end up throwing it out. There's an iser to cut unripe fruit. In Kotesin, right, b'shvias, the Mishnah says. Or, a very common case, Havdalah, using Shemitah wine for Havdalah. So, l'chadchila, it probably should not be done, because it spills out, and one shouldn't do it. If one only has Shemitah wine, and they want to use it for Havdalah, so they cannot dip the candle into it, that ruins it. One's not allowed to take some and put it into the eyes and the pockets, if that's the one's minog, because that is not using it, l'achla. Well, achlef, to use it for its purpose. The ultimate purpose of wine is not to stick in the pockets. The ultimate purpose of wine is to drink. Rav Yashiv has an interesting question. And other poskim also, what happens, actually I saw there's a beautiful sefer out in English called Gateway to Shemitah. So there he discusses, what about giving Shemitah fruit to a child? A child in a high chair, so some of it's going to be in, but a lot of it's going to end up on the floor. So are you allowed to give, or in their hair, right? So are you allowed to give Shemitah, little pieces of fruit, to a child? So he says that if most of it's going to be eaten, then it's okay, even if a little bit, you don't have a ein brera. But if it's a baby that hasn't eaten yet, and it's all a new experiment, that it's probably all going to go on the floor, so then that would be a gram ibud, and maybe it wouldn't be such a good idea. But again, these are all discussions of la'achlav lo l'schara, la'achlav lo l'ibud, all about different halachas. Maybe we'll talk about next time about the isser of hotza'a, also a function of the kedushas peiros, is exporting Shemitah produce, it has Kedusha, so it's not supposed to be exported to Chutz La'aretz, and other issues, Bi'ur Peirush Shvias has to be spoken about, and a couple of other issues about Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, and other issues that come up. We'll speak about hydroponics maybe, if there's time, and maybe Esrogei Shemitah. These are all important issues that we will talk about.